Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you, Shia. We're very delighted to have you with us tonight. And blow for us in Jesus' name. Wow. Wow, 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 wow. Shay, that was awesome. That was awesome. God bless you. Wasn't that awesome? Give Shay another hand. My Lord. Hallelujah. Well, you know, I was thinking as he was playing, God says in his word that your gift shall make room for you. Making room for you means your gift will open doors and make space for you where you would never go without your gift. Amen. Joseph was in prison, in the bottom of the dungeon, but he had a gift that the king needed. So they brought him and his gift from the bottom of the dungeon to the throne room. God bless you, Shay. Amen. We certainly enjoyed that, and your gift shall make room for you. And many doors in America and Europe will open for you, and people will know your song all over the world. Amen. God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Your future is bright. Give God praise for that. Amen. Go with it. Everyone say amen. Amen. That's beautiful.
All right. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. We thank you for tuning in right now to the High Praise Cathedral live right here on the Angels of Melody with your host, Angel on Deck. And we thank God for Pastors Bishop Clarence and Prophetess Joyce Haddon. I'm telling you, of High Praise Cathedral right here in Eastern Michigan. We want to say happy Sunday to everybody that is listening in all around the world. God bless you, Africa, to the United States, every city and state, Italy and the UK. God bless you in Trinidad, Tobago, Barbados, all the Caribbeans, in Australia, Switzerland, in Mexico, in Croatia, Serbia, in Malaysia. We thank God for you all. Those that are in India, those that are in Pakistan, those that are in Russia, we want to say God bless you to all over the world that is listening in. We want to say happy Sunday. We're going to take you into the sanctuary right now where you're going to hear some great praise music. There's dancers dancing, and then right after that, they're going to be going directly to the Word of God and prayer and whatever else they have to bring to you today. We just say, God bless. We pray that everything that you are seeking for, everything that you are desiring for the Lord to do, we say, God bless you. Have a great day. Now, we're going to take you into the sanctuary right now.
Come on, worship and tell him I want to be where you are.
I want to be where you are.
Ancestors today. Amen. Right to this point, I'd like to introduce some persons who are visiting with us today who I hadn't seen for quite a number of years. I performed their wedding years ago. I want Minister Hill and his wife, Sister Hill, to stand. They were in my church when he was just a lad and she was just a young lady. Get my hand, they're here today. And that's the same thing. They still again. Praise the Lord. God bless you. I'm glad to have you. Amen. I think I see someone else here today from my early beginnings. Matter of fact, if my eyes are not tricking me at 74, sometimes you think you see somebody that is not them. But her family is at all of her family is at our Detroit church. I believe I'm looking at Sister Alma Robinson. Is that you? Stand up. Praise the Lord. Sister Alma Robinson. She started coming to our church first and went around the whole family. She was the drum major to that family. The rich family. Not the poor family, but the rich family. God bless you, Sister Alma. Glad to have you. Give another round of applause. It's always glad to be able to come together again every now and then to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. Yes, and I want to personally thank each of you. I wasn't thinking about receiving anything today, but I'm glad. You know, I didn't think you all were celebrating kind of people, you know. And I didn't think nobody was going to celebrate my birthday at this church because y'all don't seem to be that kind of people, but you kind of fooled me today. So give yourself a hand so thinking about me and let's praise the Lord. Church I pastored for 38 years, my birthday and my anniversary was a big time for those people. They really made a big thing out of it. So I didn't hear nobody saying nothing. Okay, let's try that. Okay. My wife celebrated with me. She took me out where I wanted to go Friday. And that was good just to have my lady take me out. Oh, nice. She said, where you want to go? I said, I want to go to Famous Dave's. That's some good chicken and fish out there. And tempted to eat grilled. I confess, I ate at least two bones. Well, thank you, honey, for taking me to Famous Dave's. You know, once a year on my birthday, we don't hang out at that place because that's my wife and I both, at the age we get headaches eating pork. And you are too. You get headaches eating too much of it. Praise the Lord. All right. But she says she don't get because she's like 11 years behind me. So she won't hit the brakes until she gets to be 70. She's much younger than me now. But when I get the older, she'll be there. She's about to catch me, though. She's coming right along. All I got to do is stop for a while. She'll get there with me. We have a lot of... Let's change the subject. We have a... I taught on wisdom Thursday night. But one of you is going to come to Bible class. You need to come to Bible class. A church is greater when everybody comes and study together. So next Thursday, everybody be in Bible class. Amen? Praise the Lord. Now, we have so much to pray for saints. I mean, I talked about it a little bit, California, but if you don't realize what time it is now, you're running late. Just running so late. The world is going crazy. Everything in the is just out of beat with God. They took the prayer out of the schoolhouse, took the Ten Commandments out of the courthouse. We know they took it out every time you let a man who kills somebody say he's not guilty. That's bad, you know? And now the people on the jury said, we believe he was guilty, but we just, I didn't say it. That's the devil. blinding your eyes and say a kid is dead trying to go home with some Skittles in his hand. You run him down and shoot him trying to go home and eat out in hell. You kill him and then you go to court and then they say, you're not guilty. The devil is a liar. You hear me? Ain't nobody doing nothing about it. All the talk that's going on, ain't nobody doing nothing. And people, airplanes are falling, and it's not like they haven't fallen before, but look like more than ever. Storms, rain, it's just terrible. Everything is out of tilt. But you want to make sure you're not out of tilt.
Right.
Bible says, "When the coming of the Lord, false prophets will rise up." And to tell the truth, it's really, people don't want to hear the truth. I was scared last Sunday. I preached it last Sunday. I said, I'm going to go home and come back next Sunday. I'm going to have no members in my church. I preached the truth. It's been time, preacher, you preach the truth, they love you. Preach the truth nowadays. I've heard California some preachers tell me, you got to have a balance. What do you mean have a balance? You need to drink a little bit, haven't you? Just got to have a balance. You got to know when to drink. And this is all right to dance. And it's all right to get the flow with everybody else and dance at celebration time. This is just a balance. Let folk do what they want to do. What do we need the church for if you can't get straight out here? What does the scripture mean come out from a Muslim? Be separate, says the Lord. What does the scriptures mean, let your light so shine? You're trying to balance. When your members hit the floor dance, you get out there with them too. Now y'all see, I know how to do it, but I don't do it because that's for Christ. He's a little creature. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, wait a minute. What does my wife look like being the first lady? Can you identify from the other lady? She can't do that to lead you. What do I look like being an example to him and they're playing a blues song and me and him both out there? How am I going to help you? How am I going to help you? I don't care how much it's over. Me, Deacon Lord, and him go to a nightclub. All three of us hang out at the nightclub and come in suit. And then we all come here and say, you're going to be a Jesus. Coming tonight, I've had all the martinis and everything. He's beating the praise and worship. I'm coming out here preaching. Still got alcohol on my breath. Said, God is good. What is going on? You know what it is? If you read the word, you'll see. And Timothy says, the day will come when they will have a form of God. But deny the power thereof. So they're going to have. You ain't gonna never have no large church. You ain't gonna never have no mega church like the rest of us. Cause you too high on the pole. You too straight. Anybody here want a church that's gonna make a difference? Or do you want to go to church and just do what you want to do after you leave? I'm going to put Sister Hagin up here to preach for if it don't make no difference what you do. If that's what it is, it's better than I can. Let's go home. You don't need it. on these little little brothers out here smoking cigarettes and drinking liquor and laying with some of the sisters in the church and clowning and carrying off, and they get up and lead praise and worship and in the choir and have the choir members go with the preachers and all that. How much you got there? This is the world is all crazy. And the preachers are not trying to show the world. You can't tell the same from the unsaved. Things are out of me, son. Holiness out of me, son. This is the holiness of
and love the Lord,
Love her children, love her husband. Love the church, love the family of God. Receive at this time our co-pastor, Providence Joyce Patton.
In the name of Jesus, we have the faith that we in the name of Jesus, how to make Satan
Thank you. And when you go away, he sits at your door.
you to come out. He said, thank you, and how did you train me to let? He said, well, and you want to find the dog. And when I find the dog, he was home. And when I find the dog, he was home. And when I find the dog,
He said, well, you know how people tell their stories.
but there's no way in the world he could really tell you all the story. It wouldn't be fair to him or anyone involved. But since then, I've been a good example. So when they were appreciating me, when I began to cry, was I realized, you got to be more than one person. You already pointed to the man. You already called black men. Sometimes whatever race, whatever color, whatever creed. It's not easy to survive when everybody around you gets something on them. Become like an enemy. And not so much that really being your enemy, the Lord allows. Let me tell you something, I will not quit keep blaming the devil for everything I've been through. You know what I'm saying? Because you're not who you should be until you've been through something.
Right.
You're not, you can't be whole. Put your head on fire and melt it for you. Gold is not melted by cold water. The fire burns. Melt it in the pot. Bring it to a certain temperature. And if it ain't hot enough, they can turn it up. Somebody said something's been turned up on you. Is that what I feel like? I feel like someone's been turned up on me. It's all been shutting me. Just know he's stuck in you. He's stuck in you, sir. He's been turned up.
Thank you.
church for 37, 38 years ago was on the radio and on the street. And now at 74, 70 years old, he was 70, he started this. Take it on something else. How the world are you going to survive when you come to this shoe? You just want something. I don't want to abuse you or anything. But I just want you to be home and walk. And I want you to come and walk with us, Scripture. And I want you to come and put pressure on him. And I want you to come and put pressure on him. Put pressure on him. Put pressure. I just said help him. Help him. You put pressure on him. I think somebody got set out. Oh, Lord, with everything that should be holding you up, don't be in God. It's too much. A man at 74 years old is too much. He's in my role. So this is my purpose. I know who I am. This is why I go all over the world. When I know I've come to a place to speak to people. I come today saying, God sent Joy Cabin into his life to help him. I think you know this is too much. It's too much. So we've got 5 days. And I need you to stay out. Back off of what I'm doing. I'll shut the television off. I'll get away from what I'm doing. And Bishop, I'll come and help. And if I don't have nothing to do, I'll just come and stay. That's where you are. I'm serious. This is a serious thing for me. I do this right now with the peace of God. But some of us say, we'll say the bishop, you ain't got to worry about me. Any day I come, I'll pray to see you here. Then come, let me see you. I'm not playing with you. I come today as a prophet. If you need me back, I'll blame you. Don't come. But if you won't give us some of your time, come stand here. Give us some of you. Give us some of your time here. You're better than me. You won't listen to this. Too much. You got that over there. But can I let me tell you how wonderful, how beautiful it is. Jesus in secret. She wanted a secret weapon for God. It is so beautiful. On a warm sunny day, a sunny July 26th, the bishop emerged. Wow. Who could have thought of that for a character? That's what I know. Wow. You are awesome. You may can't come out and say, but if you won't come and say, this is a task, even if you have to bring your children with you, come on, we can't do it alone. And if when you take on something like you're taking on kids in the spirit and this, to be by yourself, talking about you, that matches organization and angel by any. In fact, I was doing a Milton Gannis show Friday. And of course, Milton Gannis, God has given a favor with her. She loves our church in the past. And she said to me when we were strong, she said, oh, on Wednesday, I'm going to be with you. She might have said, I'm with you. I don't know. She said, I'm going to take our time, and I'm going to come and be with you Wednesday. Wednesday in the morning. You know, Wednesday is Wednesday. Thing. And then, but when she said, I realized, wait a minute, I gotta get some tea. I gotta get some tea with her. Because I'm telling you, to have somebody like her come, and you stand out by yourself, that's a square old world. I don't know about you, Bridget, but I can't do this by myself. I'm feeling what Eric said, that IGE is fire. We'll come back from out of the country. We like somebody that's been beaten up. little bit. Don't want to do it with God. Feel like he's done something. I know you look like he's done a whole lot of magic. He thought to God, I only want to do something that God wants to do. If God will do this, we'll bring the band with you. We'll bring the buses. Do you know people? Let's get you that. Let's get you to God. Let's get you to me. Let's get you to bring people. Don't let this man, because I'm going to say 74 years old, you won't get that. When me is over, nobody is. He said he's been under that Tennessee from a child. I'm going to try to teach you from this thing over because I'm with you. But I'm going to put the hands up so you can see that you're doing it. I need you. We need you. We don't want to be without you. And I want my husband to be alive and in the book. And it's too much. When everybody you can't do better, I see it in other people. Turn around and become his enemy. That's another thing. In the name of Jesus. Now, Bishop, this ain't here with you. Give this back over to you. Give it to the prayer, whatever you want to do. Whatever you should. But we just want you to do the job. Whatever you are good at, get it there too. Whatever you're good at, do. You're just good at these good people. We need you for that. Because there's a whole lot of people that will come, that will be able to share. Give me some time for their people. Do stuff like this. The whole of your program. When they cash you, they get it. The people that change, they know them. This is what we dealt with. People that they know about us and want to work on the things that she said. If they teach you, this is what you won't come on more.
Promising us will be manifested in our lives.
come to your prison line, that God would do some supernatural things. Some of you are going home because you have no hand. Some of you are going to some souls because you have no hand. You have your hand, you love us. And the enemy wants to push you out. But in the name of Jesus, I decree and declare life. Supernatural blessing. Miracles take place for your prayer world.
That have listened in on this morning, we pray that you were blessed by the awesome word, and I'm telling you, and prayer on today. And we just want to say God bless you all. Once again, happy Sunday to you. We thank God for you listening in. Also, we want to remind you to tune in on tomorrow. Links will be posted. We will be coming to you with prayer and more. And always know that God loves you and that the angels of Melody, the angels on deck, loves you too. God bless you, everybody.